welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, who will be getting back to our discussion with Marina Spence and the author of Making Every Day a Friday and Enjoying It and having a great time with it. We'll talk a little about her meditation techniques as well as the three inner keys. So stay with us. We'll talk to her in just a moment. Right now we're going to talk with Beth McDonald, our AAA editor, assignment editor, if you will. And I am a little concerned about this moon. I think, Beth, I think it's getting just a little too close. You know, I'm not looking at it in the rearview mirror that says that things look larger than they really are. But nonetheless, is this something that was predicted, or they tracked this, the astronomers tracked this, I mean, you know, decades ago, and they knew that on March 19th, I guess it is, this moon is going to be closer to us and obviously appear larger than the last time it happened was, who knows, 1,000 years ago or what have you, and the next one won't be for 1,000 years? Or is that due to what happened last Friday?
Well, thank you, Richard, actually, for having me on, and thanks, Marina, for sharing your wisdom with us. And, yeah, this is something that people track. You know, NASA tracks everything,
oh, yeah.
And astrologers across the world, everybody has different niches. And the guy who's considered to be the guru on this is a guy named Richard Knoll, N-O-L-L-E, and his website is astropro.com. And it's the closest moon that we've had in 18 years. And, the tricky thing about the planets is that, you know, the illusion we have is that the orbits are perfectly circular, and mm-hmm. they're not. They're elliptical or egg-shaped, oval.
Okay.
And so that means every so often something's going to be closer to us than normal, and every so often something's going to be further away. And this just happens to be that cycle with the moon. And my interpretation of it is simply that it enhances whatever the qualities of a full moon are. Mm. You know, it tends to make us more emotional about things, more passionate, and, and it's in the, so you have to be mindful of that within yourself and with others. And it's in the sign of Virgo this time, which I adore because a Virgo moon is very much about service. Service above self, service to God, service to mankind. So it's a real easy time to be more empathetic, to be engaged in volunteer work or philanthropy, or simply do nice things for your family, friends, or neighbors.
And that actually ties into where we're headed in the next day or so, and that is into spring, time to plant seeds. Not only the temperatures hopefully will be warming up a bit. I know everybody is very anxious about this summer because of last summer here on the Central Coast. And I do understand that. I won't belabor the point that I loved last summer, and I will take another 20 of those. But it is coming up on spring. Is it the 21st this year or the 22nd?
Actually, it's tomorrow.
The 20th.
Tomorrow
they
at about
snuck it in.
21 Pacific time. You know, it does vary slightly from
yes.
year to year.
Uh-huh.
And for me, the bottom line is the spring equinox is a moment of balance. The days and the nights are of equal length for a brief and shining moment. And so it's a time to relish and cherish the balance that there is.
Mm-hmm.
And to seek to rebalance that which is not. Mm-hmm. And, again, when we look at what's not in balance, you know, especially during a full moon, there can be a tendency to freak out. And so don't do that.
No.
And this is where our speaker comes into play. You know, the full moon is a really good time for meditation. You can be closer to God. There's the sun is leaving Pisces, but there's still a lot of energy there. Pisces rules meditation and connection. And so it is a really good time for that.
And we're going to talk more about that in our second half.
Awesome.
By the way, I shared with you earlier about my electronics experiences as well as automotive over the last, I'll say last month.
Yes.
And I found it real interesting. And I'm wondering, again, and Marina made a very good point earlier about how it's hard to see all these things as you're going through them. But
right.
once you've gotten through them, you kind of look back and say, And I started looking at them, as I mentioned, more metaphorically or metaphysically. In thinking, okay, so those represent connectivity, communications, transportation, mobility, moving forward. And so if people are having those kinds of experiences with their mechanical devices of any kind or electronic, that might be something to look at. That hey, if your phone's on the fritz, your iPad, your car's having difficulty, what have you? Those are. Would you say that those are in not only literal because they need to take care of those things, as we obviously took care of the car, but they're also more. You can look at them more from a euphemistic or metaphorical perspective.
Yes, you're preaching to the choir here, Richard. I do believe that. I definitely believe that. And what I notice sometimes, and when things are shutting down, you know, they need the attention, but then also sometimes that's the universe's way of telling us that we do need to have balance. We do need to have a foot in the material world. Mm-hmm. But honestly, there's times when, you know, my computer stops working and I can't get any traction, and it's the universe's way of saying, hey, stop and pray for a minute, or stop and meditate, or,
you know,
step out of that world. And so, again, to me, those kinds of little breakdowns are just an invitation to greater balance.
Absolutely. And they can achieve more of that through getting in touch with you at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Your phone number's there as well, and they can ask you questions and schedule get together with you with an appointment, what have you. And we thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, as always, Richard, and thank you, Marina.
And we'll be back in just a moment with more from Marina Spence, author of Making Every Day a Friday, MakingEveryDayAFriday.com, here on Tell Me Your Story.